RadioStPete.com.
Now a few minutes with RadioStPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell. Today Charlie reviews Nonstop, now playing in area theaters.
You will never see Nonstop on an in-flight movie list. Certain action scenes are so intense, set inside a claustrophobic airplane cabin, that flight attendants will prefer all thoughts of such a scenario stay far away from their passengers. We've all seen hijacking films before, and Nonstop does not push the genre too far into new territory, but does not follow a familiar checklist either. Nonstop is a tense whodunit most of the time, until it is forced to choose who is good and who is bad. Air Marshal Bill Marks, played by Liam Neeson, likes to drink and smoke, so much so that he requires a stiff beverage just before he reports for work on an international flight from New York to London. He hates flying and appears to hate the idea of possibly interacting with any of his fellow passengers. This is not the job for Bill, yet when he starts receiving text messages threatening to kill a passenger every 20 minutes unless a sizable amount of money is transferred to a bank account, it is up to Bill to save the day. Nonstop does not give the audience too many clues to work with. There are about a dozen recognizable supporting characters given screen time, including the pilots, flight attendants, and passengers, that our suspicions fall on just about everyone at one point or another. A unique twist orchestrated by the screenwriters is that Bill is being framed. The scheme's mastermind convinces practically the entire world that a federal air marshal has hijacked the very plane he has sworn to protect. This dilemma will make it no easier for Bill to locate and neutralize the bad guy. What was shaping up to be a head-scratching mystery unfortunately derails and heads toward fiasco status when the movie is forced to pick who is behind it all. There are motivations and messages that may garner some sympathy and credence, but they are far too complex to be involved in a tale like Nonstop. Any overarching reason is quickly lost in the shuffle of firearms, explosives, and close-quarter knife fights. Liam Neeson as Bill is just as good as he has been in the past few years as Hollywood's leading action hero. Reunited with the same director and producer from 2011's Unknown, Nonstop would have succeeded if the mystery, which works, was respected as much as the action sequences, which do not work too well. Thankfully, the supporting cast is very strong and makes solving the mystery just about impossible. Julianne Moore is Neeson's flustered seatmate. Downton Abbey's Michelle Dockery and Lupita Nyong'o from 12 Years a Slave are the nervous flight attendants. Linus Roach as the pilot is recognizable from his days on Law & Order. And Corey Stoll from House of Cards stands out as a passenger who wants to know what the heck is going on. In the realm of aircraft hijacking films, Nonstop is just as perplexing as Flight Plan in the mystery suspense sense, and less of a thriller than Executive Decision in Air Force One. While not as effective as Flight Plan was, which falls on a more psychological plane, Nonstop's mystery is just as engrossing and sometimes mistakenly plays second fiddle to the less intriguing plot point that many folks suspect Bill as an air marshal gone bad. When the end credits start rolling, do yourself a favor and don't pick the plot apart too harshly. You will find plot holes and a few unexplained loose ends. Just enjoy Nonstop for what it is. Another chance to watch Liam Neeson kick some butt and save the day. I give Nonstop 2.5 out of 4 stars.
Nonstop is rated PG-13 and is now playing at TouchStar Cinemas Seminole 8, Regal Park Place Stadium 16, Regal Largo Mall 8, Movico Sundial 19, and Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas. RadioStPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell, JUHL.com.